here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Richard Brautigan, born in Tacoma, Washington, 1935, made his career in San Francisco, where he got involved with the Beat Movement, read his poetry there at rock concerts, wrote for underground newspapers, a man with long blonde hair and granny glasses, best known for his book Trout Fishing in America, published in 1967, which he wrote on a portable typewriter on a camping trip with his wife and little daughter in the Stanley Basin in Idaho, sitting alongside a trout stream. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Shirley Hazzard, born in Sydney, Australia, 1931, best known for her novel The Transit of Venus, which won the National Book Critics Circle Award in 1980. It's the birthday of the historian Barbara Tuchman, born in New York, 1912, author of The Guns of August, a study of the events that led to the outbreak of World War I. And it was on this day, 1972, that British Army parachutists shot 27 unarmed civil rights demonstrators in Derry in Northern Ireland, an event that was known as Bloody Sunday. The group had been marching to oppose the British policy of internment, whereby people had been imprisoned without a court hearing. The troubles in Northern Ireland, stemming back to the Treaty of 1923, which partitioned Ireland, the Catholic South as an independent nation, and six counties of Northern Ireland with a Protestant majority still part of the United Kingdom. The march on this day in 1972, the parachute troops given the okay to fire, the first person killed shot in the back while running away. 13 persons died that day. Half of them were teenagers. All of them were unarmed. A British investigation of Bloody Sunday continues, the report expected out later this year. Here's a poem for today by Ellen Steinbaum, Letter Home. I love you forever, my father's letter tells her, for 49 pages, from the troop ship crossing the Atlantic, before they'd ever heard of Anzio. He misses her, the letter says, counting out days of boredom, seasickness, and changing weather, poker games played for matches when cash and cigarettes ran out, a Red Cross package, soap, cards, a mystery book he traded away for the Rubaiyat a bunkmate didn't want. He stood night watch and thought of her. Don't forget the payment for insurance, he says. My mother waits at home with me, waits for the letter he writes day by day, moving farther across the ravenous ocean. She will get it in 3 months, and her fingers will smooth the army stationery to suede. He will come home, stand beside her in the photograph, leaning on crutches, holding me against the rough wool of his jacket. He will sit alone and listen to Aida, and they will pick up their interrupted lives. Years later, she will show her grandchildren a yellow envelope with 49 wilted pages telling her of shimmering sequins on the water, the moonlight catching sudden phosphorescence, the churned wake that stretched a silver trail. Letter Home, a poem by Ellen Steinbaum, from Container Gardening, published by Custom Words and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Betsy Allister, written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.